What the hell is going on here? What the hell is going on here?
Good morning, nosy neighbors. This is Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Monday, May 13th, being brought to you by Level Up and Learn. Your girl Nikki has her book drive going on right now for CMS schools. Donate gently used or new suitable books for a kindergartner through fourth grade. You can drop off books here at the radio station, 1520 South Boulevard. The Rolling Loud Music Festival was in Miami over the weekend, and it was definitely eventful. Lil Wayne was supposed to headline Saturday night, but decided not to perform at the last minute and took to social media to explain. He says, "To all of my fans who came out to see me at Rolling Loud, I'm sorry, but I won't be performing. The festival police made it mandatory that I had to be policed and checked to get onto stadium grounds. I do not and will not ever settle for being policed to do my job." All right, so that happened. Then Kodak Black, he was arrested on Saturday night. The rapper was taken in by U.S. Marshals just before he was supposed to hit the stage at Rolling Loud. He was arrested on federal and state weapons charges and will appear in Miami federal court today. Then NBA Youngboy was shot at in front of the Trump Beach Resort in Miami. Multiple witnesses claim that he and his entourage were shot at in broad daylight. Now, NBA was not shot, but it is believed that his girlfriend was actually shot. Police did confirm that one person did die during that incident. Then, on top of that, it was believed that Young Thug's car and two party buses full with his team were targeted in a drive-by shooting. Young Thug's people say that he did not get shot at. Someone took a shot at DJ Keys, but he is fine, just a minor injury. The spokesperson said that Young Thug was gone and not involved. He was also in Miami to perform at the Rolling Loud Festival. I don't know what's going on in Miami. Happy birthday to Stevie Wonder, Pusha T, and Miss Quad. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your nosy neighbor news.
Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.